WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news, police in Red Oak reported over the weekend that a convicted sex offender who was listed as one of Iowa's most wanted sex offenders was captured in Red Oak Saturday afternoon. Thanks to tips from the public, officials say 34-year-old Travis Lynn Sickles of Red Oak was arrested at around 4:30 p.m. Saturday in the 300 block of East Market Street. Sickles, who was convicted in September of 2003 of having indecent contact with a female between the ages of 14 and 17, had also been wanted on a Cass County warrant for failure to pay child support. He was being held over the weekend in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond for failure to register as a sex offender and a separate $2,000 bond for failure to pay child support. An investigation is ongoing with additional criminal charges possible. News time is 8:01.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Store in Atlanta, your locally owned Dish retailer, and we want to show you the new mobile technology available exclusively from Dish. The Hopper brings possibilities to more devices than ever before. You already know with the Hopper, you can record up to 6 shows at once, so no more fighting over who gets to record their favorite show, and you can instantly skip commercials in recorded primetime television. But it gets better. Now you can watch all of your live and recorded TV anywhere. The Hopper transfer feature lets you transfer many of your DVR recordings to your iPad and watch them anywhere, even without internet connection. This is entertainment to you on your terms, giving you complete control over when, where, and how you watch TV. The Hopper from Dish. Watch everything and go anywhere. Come try it out at the TV Store, your Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032. Commercial skip feature only available for playback the next day of selected primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, and must be enabled by the customer. Dish Anywhere requires internet and compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In other news from over the weekend, the Red Oak Police Department said no injuries were reported after a car slammed into a restaurant Saturday afternoon. At around 12:22 p.m., 14-year-old Ethan Bonley of Clarinda was driving a 2002 Pontiac Grand Prix and attempting to park in front of the KFC Taco Bell store at 400 East Senate Avenue in Red Oak when he became distracted by his mother in the passenger seat. The teen stepped on the accelerator instead of the brake, causing the car to jump the curb, cross the sidewalk, and hit the northeast corner of the building. The building sustained about $10,000 damage, while damage to the car was estimated at $1,000. Red Oak Fire and Rescue personnel checked the structure and determined the building was safe for occupancy. Authorities in Montgomery County say there were 2 arrests Saturday night. An investigation into a reported disturbance at a residence in the 200 block of East 4th Street in Villisca resulted in the arrest of Eric Waldron and Chad Perkins, both of Villisca. Both men were charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief, a serious misdemeanor. Waldron and Perkins were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond each. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Red Oak Police, Villisca Rescue, and Red Oak Rescue. Officials in Exira once again postponed a controlled burn on nearly a century-old elementary building over the weekend. Fire officials canceled Sunday morning's fire in Exira because of strong winds. It has been pushed back now to June the 1st, and it's the second Sunday in a row the controlled burn was canceled due to the weather. About 100 firefighters from a dozen or so departments in the region were expected to have participated in the burn as part of a training process. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Community School District says it will save up to $60,000 in demolition costs by doing the burn. A large-scale brick building is located near the center of town. It was closed in 2011. A Western Iowa woman was found guilty Friday of torturing her mentally disabled stepson. The Daily Nonpareil reports that a judge found 46-year-old Rebecca Beyer guilty of first-degree kidnapping and willful injury. Beyer faces up to life in prison when she's sentenced. Authorities say Beyer routinely abused the victim, who's now a 21-year-old, severely burning him with heated eating utensils and a clothes iron, and keeping him tethered to a wall in the garage with a dog leash. Beyer's attorney denied that his client abused her stepson, saying his injuries were caused by poor hygiene. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports a Corning man was arrested late Friday night on an alcohol-related charge. 41-year-old Christopher Avila was charged with OWI first offense following an accident that occurred just after 11 p.m. Friday. Avila was being held at the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, Main Street, Iowa hosted the 27th annual Main Street, Iowa Awards Celebration Friday at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center in downtown Des Moines. The event recognized local Main Street projects, activities, and volunteers and was attended by about 500 persons representing communities from across the state. Competitive nominations had been submitted for 77 projects and activities within five categories of design, economic restructuring, organization, promotion, and overall program. 19 were recognized with awards and two received honorable mention. Among the winners from Western and Southwest Iowa, in the design award category was the community of Greenfield for the total rehabilitation of more than 5,000 square feet for the Hotel Greenfield project. And an organization award was presented to the community of Manning for the MSM Family Fund, or rather Family Feud fundraising event. The honors were presented by Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds and Debbie Durham, Director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority. In addition to the competitive nominations, 51 individuals or couples who were selected by their community for outstanding dedication and volunteer service benefiting the local Main Street program were recognized during the awards ceremony. Volunteer of the awards year awards were presented to Sandy Peterson with Avoca Main Street, Bert Peckham with Main Street Corning, Jim and Bonnie Stadler with Main Street Greenfield, Ken Lockery with Main Street Guthrie Center, and Ron Reichel with the Main Street Meeting Group. The Program Director Award for years of service to their respective communities was presented to Doug Mullen from Bedford, Colleen Nelson from Manning, and Stacy Hull from Greenfield. A downtown Sioux City park under construction has received a $140,000 state grant. Shepherd's Garden, on the site of what used to be a YWCA, got the boost from the Vision Iowa program, which assists projects that provide recreational, cultural, entertainment, and educational attractions. The Shepherd's Garden Board broke ground on the site last fall, announcing plans to build a park that will include flowers, trees, benches, water features, religious symbols, and displays of Bible verses and other spiritual wording. Board member Gary Smith said $770,000 has been raised so far for the $810,000 project. Planting is expected to begin in the fall, giving passersby a good idea of how the park will look once it's had a chance to take root. A groundbreaking ceremony scheduled for today will mark the beginning of construction on a playground that will honor a slain real estate agent. 27-year-old Ashley Auckland died after she was shot at a motel, or rather a model townhome in West Des Moines on April the 8th of 2011. No arrests have ever been made in the case. The Ashley Auckland Star Playground will be built at Ewing Park in Des Moines and will have features adapted to children with cognitive and physical disabilities. Fundraising for the project was begun in September by Variety, the Children's Charity of Iowa. Auckland had been a board member. Variety exceeded its fundraising goal of $500,000 last month. With the Iowa legislative session adjourned, members of the Senate Government Oversight Committee are poised to redo an investigation into state employment issues aided by the authority to subpoena witnesses, place them under oath, and fine or imprison them if they won't comply. The committee gained that authority through a resolution passed as the last Senate action of the 2014 session on Friday. The Oversight Committee wants to know who authorized payments for silence to former workers who signed settlement agreements. It's also investigating hiring and employment practices and bidding, purchasing, and contracting policies. Senate Government Oversight Committee Chairwoman Janet Peterson said she hopes to have the first hearing this month. Peterson said the panel needs to question current and former officials and see if they will come willingly before issuing any subpoenas. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a public safety official in Rhode Island says investigators looking into yesterday's circus accident have found that a clamp snapped. It sent eight circus acrobats plummeting to the ground during a performance. The official told the Providence radio station WPRO that the federal workplace safety investigators are focusing on why the clamp failed. Three of the acrobats remain in critical condition. About 1,000 people are out of their homes in the city of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Firefighters have worked through the night there to battle a large wildfire that destroyed at least six homes. It began when a controlled burn spread out of control. The World Health Organization said the spread of polio is an international public health emergency that threatens to infect other countries with a crippling disease. The agency described the ongoing polio outbreaks in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East as an extraordinary situation requiring a coordinated international response. Polio usually strikes children under the age of five and is usually spread through infected water. There is no specific treatment or cure but several vaccines exist. And Target's chairman and CEO Greg Steinhoffel is out nearly 5 months after the retailer disclosed a massive data breach that hurt its reputation. The nation's third largest retailer, says Steinhoffel, has agreed to step down as the company's chairman, president, and CEO, effective immediately. News time is 8:10.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Store Online, your locally owned Dish retailer, and we want to show you the new mobile technology available exclusively from Dish. The Hopper brings possibilities to more devices than ever before. You already know with the Hopper, you can record up to 6 shows at once, so no more fighting over who gets to record their favorite show. And you can instantly skip commercials in recorded primetime television. But it gets better. Now you can watch all of your live and recorded TV anywhere. The Hopper transfer feature lets you transfer many of your DVR recordings to your iPad and watch them anywhere, even without internet connection. This is entertainment to you on your terms, giving you complete control over when, where, and how you watch TV. The Hopper from Dish. Watch everything and go anywhere. Come try it out at the TV Store, your Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 712-243-3032. Commercial skip feature only available for playback the next day of selected primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, and must be enabled by the customer. Dish Anywhere requires internet and compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Howard Jewell, age 87, of Kimbleton, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Howard Jewell will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Robert Polberg, age 88, of Kimbleton, died Friday at Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Polberg will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Jacksonville Cemetery west of Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Henry Schneider, age 94, of rural Templeton, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Henry Schneider will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Robert Bob Keppel, age 46, who is formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Phoenix. Graveside services for Bob Keppel will be held this Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Orpha Hackett, age 99, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Services for Orpha Hackett are pending at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.